Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Reverend Marcy Ann, and I have some new words from God today that I'm happy to share with you, especially since here in the United States, this is our Thanksgiving week. So a lot of the messages that came from God this week was concerning the value of thanks, being thankful, and how it works, creates a path of blessing in our lives. Hold on just one second. I have a persistent caller here. Okay. So the first message is from God. Think of your life as a grand adventure with me as your companion and guide. Live in the now, staying in step with me. And if the path leads to a cliff, be willing to climb it together with my help. And when we come to a resting place, just take time to be refreshed in my presence. And enjoy the variety. All of the outcomes will always be good or even better than you anticipated. And the verse is Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundant over all we can ask or think, be glory throughout all the ages, world without end. Amen. Isn't that a great one? Have our life be a grand adventure. Okay, the next one is from a word from Spirit, the Holy Spirit that dwells within each and every one of us. And you can get these messages yourself. I'm happy to share these ones I get, but, you know, we're all unique creations, and you can get a message just direct from God yourself. And so this one is from a Spirit. Let your heart and your mind be full of gratitude and thankfulness. Remember, nothing in heaven or on earth can separate you from my love. And this remembrance builds a solid foundation of relationship with me that circumstances cannot shake. The feeling of gratitude in your heart can be expressed by thankfulness in your speech. I'll just say something there. Gratitude is a feeling, and thankfulness is an action. So we give action to our feelings. As you go through this day, look for tiny little treasures strategically placed along the way. I have lovingly gone before you and planted these little pleasures to brighten your day. Look carefully for them, one by one. And when you reach the end of the day, you will realize that you have experienced my peace. As each moment appeared and disappeared in the rhythm of your life. So that at the end of the day, you can lie down to sleep, still in my peace, with thankful thoughts playing you a love lullaby. And the scripture is number 624. This is a very familiar scripture to many, many people, especially Catholics, because I believe it's said every Sunday in the Mass. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up thy countenance upon him and give thee peace. Just that word peace sounds wonderful, doesn't it? It makes it, peace creates peace, makes you feel peaceful. All right, here's the next one. Word from God. Never underestimate the power of thankfulness. Being grateful and thankful is your testimony to the earth and all who are on it right now. It says, I am on my throne and all is well. A thankful attitude keeps the windows of heaven open to you, even when it can seem like all there is troubles and trials abounding. But my spiritual blessings also are abounding all the time. Remember, my kingdom is always in polarity. There's always a balance of good and very good for anything that people label bad. An attitude of thankfulness is my grand dissolving agent. I just loved that when I heard it. Grand dissolving agent. Dissolve. To bring beauty out of ashes. The oil of joy for the spirit of mourning. Thankfulness dissolves a fleeting negative thought. Thankfulness dissolves a word spoken in haste. Thankfulness dissolves a decision made without my discernment. Delete, delete, delete. Thereby clearing and cleansing your life of debris and distresses and disease. God says, I am your eternal refuge and your strength. And your thankfulness is always an available and well-proven agent to restore my divine order in your life. And Ephesians 1 says, Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in all the dimensions of life. To the praise of his glory, his love hath made us known as his beloved. And Habakkuk 3:18 says, I will joy in the God of my salvation. And here's another one from Spirit. Let your mind and heart be full of gratitude and thankfulness. Because remember, nothing in heaven or on earth. Did I read this one? I think I already read this one. Sorry. Okay, so that is all of them for today. And I want to thank you for listening. And I'm going to be bringing out my other Reflections and Celebrations Part 2 shows. And I welcome you to check the schedule and see when the next one of those is going to be. And so I'm going to ring the bells.